Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for October the 19th, 2009. We'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Let us pray. Our gracious Father, Architect of the universe, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so that we are doing your will and enacting the manner that pleases you. Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions and benefit the majority. Lord, we seek forgiveness of our sins and strength to avoid future temptation. All these things, as your precious.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, items under purchasing. Item A, approve specifications for IFB for term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County. It's a rebid. Item B, approve specifications for IFB, hot mix overlay for the softball field parking lot at Ford Park. Item C, consider and possibly approve Amendment 1 to contract IFB term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car. The amendment will add an additional armored car service pickup 7 days a week to the sheriff's commissary on Highway 69 in the amount of $403.24. Okay, it's reimbursable. Good, thank you. Item D, rescind award and terminate contract for IFB for seal coat for the Ford Park softball field parking lot with LD Construction. This contract was executed, received, and filed on Monday, September the 28th, 2009, by Jefferson County Commissioners Court. The asphalt season for seal coat technically ends on October 1st each year, and weather has prevented extensions. Item E, amend award for IFB with Weber IFB for weatherproofing and restoration of Jefferson County's sub-courthouse to Mid-Continental Restoration, Inc. to correct amount of $110,550 from the original incorrect amount of $101,550. Item F, consider and possibly approve change order number 2, McGinnis Construction, Inc., to contract IFB for Ford Park Women's Toilet Facilities Project for work required in irrigation piping in the amount of $8,573.25. This change brings the contract total from $489,400 to $497,973.25. Item G, execute, receive, and file change order McGinnis Construction, Inc. to, well, that is, it's the receipt and file of the items in item in F. Item H needs to be taken separately. Item I, execute, receive, and file engagement letter for RFP auditing services for Jefferson County with Gail W. Botley and Associates for year ending September 30th, 2009. Item J, approve extension of bid opening date for IFB for the sale of former postal encoding center facility at 750 Pearl Street and nearby parking lot from Monday, October the 26th, 2009, 11 a.m. to Monday, November the 30th, 2009, at 11 a.m. Is there a motion on these items? Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Question?
Question, first question. The rebid on the item A, what is that in reference to?
This is regarding the asphalt overlay?
No, this is regarding the liquid stabilization. Sure. Yeah.
Oh. That wasn't me.
Gotcha. The second question I would have is, it's a question that I will make this statement on F. I have a concern. Patrick, how much money did we have and we received for this project?
This allocation was coming out of the hot tax funds, so
it is.
We looked at, I think, around that. Of,
okay. My concerns are that from now on, when we put those on, to make sure that, Jose, you make sure that you have come in and explain it, because we are dealing with a finite amount of money.
Yes, sir.
And that line of error there is not real large. The last thing I have is, and it's a question, how many bids have we received in on that posting coding facility to date? None? Why are we extending it? How long do we have we will be posted on there? Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Item H. Under purchasing, consider and possibly approve a request for a waiver or decrease in monthly lease payments on the Courthouse Cafe, now doing business as Maggie's Homestyle Cafe. The current rent is $600. Okay. Where? Oh, would you like to address the court, sir? I think you have in your attachments the letter of request. Also attached is the profit and loss of Maggie's Cafe. And setting out in pretty much detail the profit and loss through March of 09, September of 09, and showing a loss of over $9,400. And sir.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Arnold, have you had a chance to sit with them? I know you manage this facility here.
I do manage the facility, but nobody's approached me to set up a meeting. I've talked to Deb about the current situation on some payments that are in default on rent, so I'm not sure where that stands. And are you Mr. Levice?
Yes, sir, I am.
Would you like to address that, sir? Or
my accountant's supposed to be getting with me today to handle that default.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
My accountant. They're taking care of the default. I have to go get a cashier's check to handle the default payment.
Judge, could I make a recommendation?
Yes, sir.
I would recommend that, Mr. Levias, you and Commissioner Arnold sit down, and we clear up anything we have, because I didn't know of anything of that nature. And then Commissioner Arnold, you bring something back to us, like we have done in the past.
Well, I suppose that's up to Commissioner Arnold, but I'm looking at the profit and loss statement on page one of that statement. And I noticed very quickly under the insufficient fund fees that apparently Maggie's has had to pay, along with overdraft item fees and return checks over $1,270, which amount would be, what, 2 months of the rent owed to the county, that being $600 per month. And I understand in talking with purchasing today, there's a letter attached also directed to Maggie's Homestyle Cafe, notice of NSF check.
Right.
And I understood that you were going to bring a cashier's check today.
That's correct.
Did you do that?
I called him, and it's en route. I just talked to her this morning when I got here.
Well, according to calculations, and I'll refer this to Mr. Rugg, but according to the contract itself, you're in breach of the contract. And I think that's something the court needs to consider. And just to state my position with regard to your request, I don't intend to vote approval of that request. Anyone else have anything?
Mr. Levias, I'll just ask from a business standpoint that you're already close to being $10,000 in the hole in your business operations based on this statement you provided the court effective through the end of September of 2009. Do you have any revisions to your business plan other than asking for a reduction in rent? Because that reduction in rent, or even no rent, it would take over a year to just to recoup, to break even on what your losses are current to date. So from a business perspective, it doesn't appear, unless you have some major reorganizations plan, that you're going to be able to be profitable, you know, in this. And in your request for reduction, you're asking the court for consideration, but it's still going to put you at a negative amount for the operations of your cafe. So I guess, do you have any intention at this time to plan on renegotiating in February when your contract is over?
At this point, no, sir, I don't.
Okay. Then I guess I would have to go along with what the judge says as far as just adding more debt. It appears that you may be just adding more debt to allow this to continue. So maybe we do need to get together, and you and I talk and with Deb, and see if you have any plans beyond that, or we do need to go ahead and take action on the contract, you know, next week.
Okay.
I'll be glad to visit with you. We can set up a time if you'd like.
Do I take that as a motion to table?
Yes.
Just until next week. Just for clarification, however, Ms. Clark, as of this date, Maggie's is in breach of this contract. Is that correct? Okay. Okay. Can that item be tabled until next week? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Judge, would you or your representative be interested in sitting on the meeting since you ultimately signed these contracts? Or do you feel it necessary?
Yeah, sure. Okay, county commissioners. Consider authorizing the county judge to, well, that's the burn ban. Understand we should table that. Item B, consider and possibly approve proclamation recognizing October the 18th through the 24th as Italian History Week. Is there anyone here today to address Italian history? Okay. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a consultant agreement between Jefferson County and David Waxman, Inc. for Hurricane Rita Round 2 funding works. The work was previously approved by the Commissioner's Court. Receive and file executed compromise and settlement and release between Jefferson County and AT&T. Item E, consider and possibly approve certificate of completion for Commissioner Everett Alford. Commissioner Alford has successfully completed the continuing education provision of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code. Total hours earned for 2008 is 25. A total of 8 hours credit have carried over from 2009. Item F, levy taxes for Port of Sabine Pass, Sabine Nature's Navigation District, and Port of Beaumont and the Port of Port Arthur. A lot of ports. And by addendum, been recommended that these two items be tabled because there's still some follow-up work to do by the appraisal district. Okay. Okay, we'll table those items G and H. All right, is there a motion on the other item? Have a motion?
I'll second.
And a second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no.
Judge, on my D, I'll recuse myself on that particular item.
On what?
Item D.
Oh, okay. Commissioner Arnold recuses a vote on item D, Ms. Guidry.
I do vote in favor of BC.
ENF. Okay. Did we vote?
We
did. We voted. All right, county auditor. Item A, consider and approve fiscal year 2009 budget transfer payroll accrual items according to the attached schedule. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 331065 through check number 331300. Is there a motion on these?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering, item A, execute, receive, and file pipeline permit number 12-P-09 to HSC Pipeline Partnership LLC for the construction of a 6-inch propane pipeline across several Jefferson County roads. Projects located in Precinct 4. A motion on that. Have a motion by Commissioner Alford, a second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Human Resources, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file authorization to maintain Texas County and District Retirement System, that's the TCDRS plan provision for 2010 at 14.38%.
So move.
Let's see, okay. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Under Health and Welfare, I don't have more. Oh, okay. Okay. Under Health and Welfare, item A, consider and possibly authorize payment beyond the $30,000 cap to complete chemotherapy treatment for a patient. We have a motion on that. Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold, a second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
It was Commissioner Alford that made the motion.
Who did?
Commissioner Alford.
I can't keep y'all sitting. Commissioner.
Speak up.
This one's shorter.
One end and other end.
Okay, did we vote?
No, we didn't.
We hadn't voted?
No, sir.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Did y'all sign those? And that concludes the agenda. We got a couple of resolutions. Okay.
But this is the 14.3.
Court might recall, Scott Hall with LNVA and our two of the four Jefferson County board members of the East Texas Regional Water Planning Group. We had a very contentious meeting last Wednesday in Nacogdoches. You'll remember that Jefferson County and our area is the beneficiary of about 1.17 million acre feet of water rights, junior water rights in and to the Sam Rayburn and Steinhagen Lake impoundments. And that water is absolutely critical, not just to our existing industrial needs, but also to any future economic development that we have in the area. East Texas Regional Water Planning Group is in the process of preparing the state plan, our submission to the Texas Water Development Board for our water planning needs for the coming five-year period. That's going to have to be in here in mid-2010. While we have those junior water rights, what differentiates our water rights from other junior water rights in the state is that some 50 plus years ago, some Dallas County engineer who apparently was very forward-looking had a subordination clause placed in our junior water rights guarantees that subordinated our rights to that 1.173 million acre feet of water to upstream municipal water users. That is a subordination that most junior water rights holders in the states do not have. And so what the LNVA is doing is they have filed a proceeding at the state with TCEQ and the Texas Water Development Board to have that subordination clause removed. In other words, we want the same treatment as other areas that have junior water rights have. We want those uses not to be subordinate to any other use. There are contestants in that proceeding, and the first proceeding is going to be October 26th up in Austin. And Mr. Oxford, the counsel for the LNVA, is going to be there together with a number of other lawyers to press our position forward. Unfortunately, there have been several contestants to that proceeding, the Upper Neches Valley Authority, County of Nacogdoches, City of Tyler, and a few others. I'm just bringing this to your attention because we need in the coming months to give LNVA full support that they deserve at this time. What happened last week is at the East Texas Regional Water Planning Group is they wanted to remove our LNG plants out of our water needs, future water needs projections. They also wanted to decrease our agricultural water uses by over 86,000 acre feet per year. And it was a meeting where some people got pretty tense, but fortunately we were able to keep all those projected water needs and keep them in the plan for the coming year. But we need to be vigilant over this next year as that contested case proceeding goes forward, and we need to let our legislators and the people at TCEQ and the Texas Water Development Board know how important that is to our economic vitality and how important our economic vitality is to the rest of the state. So that's just for information purposes.
You know, Mr. Brand, before you sit down, I guess a quick question would be, it looks like, to me, that we're going to have a continued battle about water rights, and we need to make sure that our state senators, wish it was a state senator, but state senators are very in tune too, and this court need to make sure it is standing up to make sure that everybody know where we stand, because this is going to be critical. If you start talking about the LNG, you're talking about one of our major industry, you're talking about the rice farmers and things of that nature. We must make sure that everybody know how and where we stand on this.
Absolutely. And Representatives Desitel and Ritter were very helpful during this last legislative session. Passed legislation that specifically authorized the LNVA to proceed with the purchase of the Devers Canal system. That got us another 30,000 acre feet of water rights out of the Trinity River system. It allowed them to expand past the western boundaries of Jefferson County. And it's a big issue for us going forward, particularly if the science backs up the proposed plans of the LNG to use LNVA water to reheat their LNG rather than the natural gas that they're going to be using upon commissioning of the Golden Pass plant.
Do you have any recommendations on what we can do as members of the court to support the LNVA?
When the real contested case hearings come, I think we're going to need, this is just the initial procedural niceties that are going to take place on the 26th to line everybody up. But when the fighting really starts, I think the whole commissioner's court is going to need to be up there in Austin to support the LNVA, and we're going to need industry to help us with that. We ought to enjoy, there are very few junior water rights holders in the state that have these subordination provisions in their grants, and there's no reason that we should have the subordination provision in ours.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Jeff, and that subordination clause, does it only affect the LNVA and its area that it serves? Or is it on a countywide basis or a city?
There are a couple of smaller entities that have subordination provisions, but by and large, most people are granted their junior water rights without limitation so that they're guaranteed those gallons of water in perpetuity. And one of the other good things that I think I'm hopeful, I know LNVA has been working on this for a couple of years, you know, that at some point, since Harris County has so many more legislators than we have, I think it's 22-2, at some point they are going to want to be getting some water over in Houston from the Lower Neches Valley. And with the Devers Canal system online, that'll put the LNVA in a position to negotiate sales of it rather than takings of it.
Thank you, sir.
Judge, if I may, I'd like to announce that Hangar 7 at the airport is now substantially complete. I'd like to congratulate Mr. Ross and his staff. our county engineer and his staff. This has been our very first design-build project that I'm aware of, certainly one of the biggest projects ever undertaken at the Jefferson County Airport. Been a really nice project. The end product, I think, is very nice. It's something to be proud of. It's going to provide a home for Philpott Fleet Sales, one of the biggest fleet sale operations in the United States, well, in the South, if not in the United States. It's a tremendous operation. They're responsible for that ocean of white cars that you see out at the airport on any given day. And just as importantly, this is when they free up the existing Hangar 5, it's going to allow us to move forward with our projects for Hangar 2, to rehab or rebuild Hangar 2, Hangar 4, to ultimately demolish Hangar 3. And this is what we've been waiting on ever since the hurricane, to move forward in getting this airport back on its feet and being an airport that we're all proud of. So hopefully within a year, we'll see a little bit different airport than we do now. And that includes, of course, the rehab of the Jerry Ware Terminal. I think the court for putting $1,500,000 in the upcoming budget, or this budget, for the rehab or reconstruction of those hangars and the Jerry Ware Terminal. And I think you, people of Jefferson County are going to see a very welcome and a very nice change in our airport over the next year. Thank you.
Judge, before you go, we got John Hughes in the house. Come up to the mic and give us an update. I seen a lot of calls out there yesterday.
Yes, sir. We had an exciting weekend out at Ford Park. We had
those throwdown cars.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We had the Shriner Circus out there this weekend for a 3-day, 7 performances out there. And we were happy to have them. We also had a Memorial Hermann Baptist picnic. We had a baseball tournament going over at the ball fields. And then we had a local radio rock show last night out at the pavilion. So we had quite a lot of activity just this weekend alone, and quite more to come.
Things are picking up.
Yes, sir.
Give us some numbers. You know where I come from. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Yeah.
We had
later. I'm just shooting a joke at you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you. Chance right out there for one.